A couple of questions about the autoimmune problems this patient experienced. Did the patient have a liver biopsy? What did it look like? And what do you typically see when you see this? Is there anything characteristic?
Yeah, so this patient actually was quite ill. And I think one of the critical features of a patient who has significant elevations in AST, ALT, and in his case also bilirubin when he presented, is to admit him to the hospital and start him on steroid therapy as a known side effect. So we didn't obtain a liver biopsy in this patient. However, I've had other patients with more modest increases in these liver enzymes who are relatively less symptomatic, in whom I have looked at liver biopsies. And I haven't found a characteristic microscopic finding that indicates to me that we have, say, T cell infiltrates or a GVH-like picture that one might expect. Those are all things that we look for. And so there's no characteristic biopsy for this immune hepatitis.
Right. Another really unusual aspect to this case, I don't remember anybody ever describing what you were describing about the inflammatory changes around the port. What did it look like? Again, did you biopsy it? What do you think was going on?
Yeah, so I've never seen this before or after. This patient had an acutely swollen area around his port. It was mildly erythematous. It was painful to him. We immediately considered infectious causes. We actually removed the port and did biopsy the associated surrounding tissue and sent everything for culture. The cultures all came back negative. But what we found was a lot of granulation tissue and fibrotic tissue in that biopsy. But immediately upon removing the port, his symptoms improved. Of course, we were also simultaneously giving him steroids, and that may have contributed to that.
Interesting. You mentioned he had arthritis. Where was it? What was the clinical characteristics? Did he have any history at all of arthritis?
Yeah, so he did have complaints, not truly diagnosed arthritis, but he had a history of complaints of joint pain, knee pain, back pain. But after the third or fourth cycle, he did indicate that these symptoms had increased in severity, particularly in his knees and legs. I have also noticed in other patients, particularly those with bony disease, after the first cycle of therapy, bony pain, which then resolves prior to the second cycle. But this was different in his case. This was a slow but progressive worsening per his symptoms of his joint pain.
Interesting. And anytime I hear about hypophysitis, I always have to ask about it. Usually it's a melanoma case, but I'm curious, what was the clinical presentation? Did the patient have a headache? Did they get an MRI? What happened?
Yeah, so he actually had developed hypothyroidism and was evaluated by endocrinology. And at that time, he was found to be deficient in a number of hormones and found to have hypophysitis. So this was secondary to the finding of hypothyroidism, which we monitored for him, not only because he was on treatment with nivolumab, but historically he had received a multitude of therapies that could have also contributed to hypothyroidism. But he developed shortly after completing therapy and steroids, the thyroid dysfunction. So this was almost an incidental finding, but one that led to a diagnosis of hypophysitis.
Did you image his pituitary gland?
I did not, but endocrinology did. And
Wow.
yeah, they found findings consistent with this,
Huh.
though I don't know the details specifically.
Right.